GreatSuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn at your feet again today. Be magnified in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray today that no one returns back the same way. Set us all up for success in every area of life today. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. The topic remains, what is your destination? Welcome once again. Last week we were not all around because we are all at different churches for the crossover, depending on what time they were doing it in the place. That's why we didn't have a live broadcast last week. So if you have not listened to that recording, please listen to it. Just go to the website, thegoodsuccess.com, for you to listen to it, and it will give you a background to today's episode. I want to start with a question. Please, I just want to implore us all also that let's participate today, because today is going to be a very interactive one. So please, let's participate. I'm going to ask a question. Let's drop our answers in the chat and then we'll all be blessed. For every success to happen, there is always a goal at the end and at the end of our mind. What do you want to achieve? Where do you want to be? What do you want to have? That is the first question that should come to your mind. So this year has begun. God has helped so many ministries. We have Team of the Year or Prophetic Focus of the Year and all that. Really good. Which is all about you having a vision for the year. You know exactly what the will of God is. And then you also want to find... Now, most times when you have that prophetic declarations, it's for the whole church. So the question is, what is your own part out of that declaration? What is your own part? And let's say your church doesn't follow that pattern. You have a responsibility, and I have a responsibility to ask God, God, what is your plan for me this year? So this year is whatever has been called in your church. The question is, what is in it for me? What is my own part in this? What am I going to get out of this? So, for example, in a church, it's called Fortune 2024. Fortune could mean so many things to different people. For somebody who wants a wife, his fortune could be, oh, I'm getting married this year. For somebody who wants to be established in business, that may be his fortune this year. And for some, it's all around, like people like us, it's all around fortune. And I think that should be your attitude also. God wants you and I to prosper in every area of life, not just one area. And like I've said it over and over again, success is complex. If somebody says it is simple, then I don't know what they are referring to. But if it is the success I know, it is made up of different parts. It's just like somebody seeing you. If somebody says success is not complex, it's just like somebody looking at you because you look so simple, hands, leg, feet, eyes, and he says, your body system is not complex. No, it is super complex. It is a system of systems. It is a system that comprises of different kind of systems, respiratory, reproductive, digestive, and all manner of systems that make you function every day. If one organ, out of all the systems you have, if one should fail, you will begin to feel it. And it may disrupt whatever you are planning for the day or for the whole year. God forbid. So that is how success is. It is made up of different compartments. There is the vision part, there is the planning part, there is the programming part, there is the actualization part where you actually do the work. And even the work is also spread out into different aspects. There is a part that requires your emotions, there is a part that requires your intellect, there is a part that requires the spirit, there is a part that requires all manner of things. So somebody cannot say, I'm just praying for success this year. Yes, it's part of it. And trust me, it's probably 10% of success. The power it generates is more than 90%, but the activity itself that generates that power is probably 10% or less. For example, if you disagree with me, I'm going to ask you, how many hours do you spend on your work each week? For an average person, you work 8 hours every day on your job. And if you are lucky to be in Lagos, you add traffic to work and then traffic to come back. For some people, it's 2 hours to go to work and then maybe 4 hours to come back or 2 hours to come back, depending on where you are in Lagos and where you work. If you work on the island, it is well with you. Now, calculate all those hours. Those are not spiritual aspects. Those are not things you do to connect with God directly. Those are not things you do to grow in your faith or grow in your Bible, in your knowledge of the Word of God or in your prayer. No, they are just activities of life. So, prayer part, spiritual part is just a tiny part. However, the power it holds is much more important than any other part. So, what is your destination? I'm asking again. What is your destination? Where do you want to be at the end of the year? I want to pause for a moment. Let's all think about it. I know I sent the checklist late, but I want to encourage us. By the time we are coming next week, make sure you print a hard copy, not soft copy. There's a plan to make all this soft and all that, but please, this time around, print a hard copy of the checklist. If you have not downloaded it, download it. Print a hard copy because it's going to guide you through different areas of life. There are 8 aspects of life there. Maybe we'll add more. But right now, I think this actually captures different areas of life for most people. And the idea of good success is not just for you to have money or for you to have a car or a big house and all that. Yes, all these things are part of it. But it's for you to have success all around. That is what God calls success. The people of the world may call something else success. But for us, good success is when you have success in every area of life without having pain. For example, the people of the world will talk about you making money and all that. They won't really talk about your health. However, if you make all the money in the world and at the end you begin to use the money to nurse the sickness and all things that come alongside, then the person is not really prosperous, in quotes. The person doesn't have good success. And I pray that none of us will be in that place in the name of Jesus. So, good success encapsulates every area of life, the spiritual. The Bible says in 1 John that God prospers you even as your soul prospers. Your soul cannot be going down while your money is going up. No, that is not good success. Your spiritual life is growing. In fact, as you begin to have more money, your spiritual life should grow because now you're not being bothered about, I want to eat, I want to pay house rent or school fees and all that. That's how it should be. Your finances going up. Your finances are not going down because you are becoming more spiritual. And then because you are making more money and your business is expanding and your career is growing, your family life is not going down. Your business is growing. Your health, you are getting healthy because now you can even afford more healthy food. Your social life should not suffer for it. You should become better at being social. And then recreation, rest. There is nothing wrong in going on vacation if you can afford it. And it doesn't have to be expensive. For some people, their vacation is just within their state, their city, to go and visit places they've not gone before. So all these things should be in the plan. Where do you want to be? So I want to ask a question from everyone today. But before we do that, let's just read the scripture. Proverbs 19:2, it says, desire without knowledge is not good, and whoever makes haste with his feet misses his way. Desire without knowledge is not good. The vision is desire, the prophetic declaration. It's not desire, so to say, but it becomes your desire the moment it comes out. So it's been declared that this is what God wants to do. Then it becomes your desire that you want to see it accomplished in your life. But God is saying all these things, even prophetic declaration without knowledge, is not good. I was listening to Apostle Joshua Selman, and he was explaining how God speaks. And he says that, what is the language of God? How does God speak? And at the beginning, I was curious. I was like, what is he going to say? But when he said it, I understood it perfectly. The language of God, like he said, is light. God is light. The Bible says God is light. He dwells in unapproachable light. He doesn't cast shadows of turning. God is light. The devil is darkness. So everything that comes out of God is light. So every time you see what God says, you actually see what God says. It could mean a lot of things. That is when we should bring down our spirit to understand what God is saying. Because God could say fortune, just like I said before, fortune for one person, and it means prosperity. In the major thing coming out of that is prosperity in money, having more money. While for someone else, it is spiritual prosperity, spiritual fortune. Of course, it's going to affect other areas, but the major thing God is saying to that person is, A, for you to have this fortune, grow in your spirit. And some other people, they've grown in their spirits, but at home, children are complaining, wife is complaining because there's no money. So it's for them to also grow in their finances. So when God shines light, it's now for you to understand exactly what it means, because it could mean several things to several people. How long have you been reading the Bible? And I've been reading the Bible. And yet, it still means different things every day. The Bible says, His mercies are new every morning. Every day you wake up, the explanation, the light that comes from the Word of God is different. So, we need to pay attention to understand what the will of God is. So, it all starts with a vision. And then, you ask yourself the question, where do I want to be? Because that is the vision. Where do I want to be? Where has God said I will be? God has said this is where I will be. Have I agreed with God? Where do I want to be? Do I agree? Or am I limiting what God has said by my own limited brain? God said you will so prosper this year. God said you will become a global entity this year. And you're like, God, if I can just start making 50K extra this year. And God is saying, no, this is what I said. Don't limit it. Accept it the way I've said it. Vision. What is your destination? Think about it for a moment. So if you have printed the sheet, next week we will start using the sheet proper. So we'll begin to fill these things out one by one and fill it. Now, I want to ask a question from everyone. If you have downloaded it, just scroll through it for a moment. It's just like 5 or 6 pages. Just scroll through everything. If you have scrolled through everything. So, how long do you think it will take to complete this checklist? How long? There is no correct answer. There is no wrong answer. Yes. How long? 1 to 2 days. Okay. Any other person? I just want to get another perspective. A week. Okay. So I have 2 perspectives. Okay. Thank you. The truth is, it will probably take a month. How many people are surprised? It will probably take a month. That's the funniest thing. So, I've just done this to also show you the reason why we most times don't hit our target. Because it most times takes 2 to 10 times what you think it will take. I've learned that in a hard way. I've learned it in several areas of my life. I've learned it last year. I've planned that this year, no, I want to take time to actually find out how long it will take and learn about things. Then I have another question. If you're going to travel from Lagos to Ibadan, I think most of us here know Lagos to Ibadan. If you're going to travel from Lagos to Ibadan, how long will it take? If you're traveling from Lagos to Ibadan, how long will it take? 2 hours. 2 hours. 2 hours. Okay. Actually, everybody is right, but everybody is also not right. Yes, thank you. It depends on a lot of things. And I will mention 4 things now. Number one, it depends on how fast you drive. Ibadan could be as fast as 30 minutes, as slow as 3 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours. It depends on so many things. Number one, it depends on how fast you drive. Then number two, it depends on, yes, thank you. It depends on the route you are taking. What road are you taking? That's two. It also depends on what time of the day you set on your journey. So let's say you're going to Ibadan, you go very early as 4 a.m. You can get there so fast because at that time, there is a likelihood that you avoid a lot of traffic and a lot of other things that won't be on the road when the day has really done. Now, it also depends on traffic, which could be caused by a lot of things. It could be caused by some accident on the road, by impatience, by other people, car issues. I was on my way to, I think, Oshogbo one day, and funniest thing, the car did overheating. We had to wait and wait and wait to fix the car, and then we got there so late. It also depends on how good you are with driving. If you have never driven on that road before, it may take longer. Now, if it's not even Lagos to Ibadan, if it's other roads that are really bad, you will see drivers that are good, the way they are driving, They already know where the potholes are. For you, you don't know the road. You just be jumping into potholes and then you have flat tire and then you fix it and so many issues. But people know the road. You just see them driving as if they are the ones who design the potholes on the road. Then you can see how many things that are involved. That is exactly what affects our success. So if you look at last year, you will see so many things you thought you were going to achieve. The reasons you didn't achieve them were because of all these things I just mentioned. How fast you are able to walk. And how fast you are able to walk or achieve that success will depend on your experience. And now you are beginning to see that if I don't have experience, if I've not done the same thing before, then maybe I need help. If you do it on your own, you may be slower. But if you get mentorship, you get help from people, then you may be faster. Now, what time are you setting out to do it? For some people, it's already probably too late by this seventh of the year to do some things. And for some people, it is too early. So, you can see so many things that are behind all the success. You can see that we have so much work to do this year. For some of us, if you have four goals, some people may have to drop it down to two and say, no. From what I've realized now, if I begin to work with these four goals, I may not achieve anything at the end of the day. So I would rather sit down, relax, and then begin to focus on one thing. So we can see that success is complex. It takes time, and that is why this checklist was done. This checklist is for me. I don't care if nobody feels it or prints it or does anything with it. I know what it's going to achieve for me. And I'm sure that if you go through it now, you already see how it can make you effective. It's a lot of work because it will require research. For example, you want to achieve a certification this year. You have to research how long that certification takes. If people have always been failing it, why have they been failing? Then you know you need extra work. So research is there for you to even do a proper plan. So every journey begins with the end in mind. Did you know that some movies, they actually start casting the movie from the end? So for example, let's say, who is a popular artist, for example? Let's say, yes, Jackie Chan was going to have beards, bushy hair at the end of the movie. And then this guy has been keeping that hair for months just for him to look more natural in the movie. Did you know that they are probably going to act that part of the movie first before they act all the parts he has shaved his beard and cut his hair? So, God sees the end from the beginning. God shows us the end from the beginning. It's now left for you and I to walk our way back to what God has shown us. God is already at the end. We are just the ones here. So, you begin to walk your way. Begin to look at different options. Okay, I want to make $1 million at the end of this year. I've never made $1 million before. What does it take? It looks so simple. You know what most of us will do? We say, if I have a product and each product is 5,000 naira each. This is what we do. We just say, $1 million divided by 5,000. Then we arrive at a figure. We say, oh yes, this is all I need to do to get to $1 million. No. That's not all. That is the first thing you are just thinking about. There are so many other things that are involved. Now you need to look for, okay, fluctuation in prices, fluctuation in supply, difficulty in getting supplies, selling, convincing people to buy, so many other things. So your goal will not be getting 5,000 products sold. No, it will be more than that. So whatever you want to achieve this year, just like I wrote in the chat before, just multiply your activities by 2 to 10 times. For some people, it's 10 times. Just do 10 times more. You will achieve that success. 5 times more, 3 times more. You will achieve it. And then you have to plan for other contingencies, other things you didn't know will come up. Plan for them. So, for example, if you look at the checklist where it says spiritual life, how many minutes of dedication per day? It's easy for me to just say 2 hours a day. I mean, that's my wish, to be able to pray 2 hours or 3 hours a day. But before you write the 3 hours, you can write it first, then begin to ask yourself the question. What will I do to be able to achieve 3 hours? What will I take out of my plate? Because if you don't treat all those things, you can't achieve that number of hours. So maybe for some people, if you are watching 4-hour movies before, you have to drop them to 30 minutes to be able to create that extra hour. Because 24 hours of the day will not decrease, and it will not increase. It can only decrease, actually, by the way we use it. So you want to look at all these extra things before you put them in it. That's why I say it will take about a month for you to achieve this. How many of us have ever spent 1 month to plan for the year before? Most likely, very few of us. Maybe 99% of us have never done it. Just try to do it this year. You've been using 1 week to plan. You've been using 1 day to plan. It didn't work. Try the 1 month. Say, out of 12 months, I'm going to dedicate 1 month to planning. And then, the good thing is, whatever you plan with this checklist can be used for the rest of your life. You can only upgrade or update it. So, just like we've always been saying, we are going to dwell with all these things, planning, programming, and all the other parts of the checklist. However, I'm just going through a general overview now. So, when will I listen, read, or watch spiritual-related materials? Don't just say 2 hours. What time of the day? Because 2 hours could be any 2 hours, and then it never comes to pass. But 2 hours of the day, fine. When? By the time you look at when, you're like, man, that means I won't sleep when I'm sleeping again. Or the 2 hours is not feasible now. Let me just reduce it to 1 hour that I can maintain. For some people, it's even 30 minutes because you've never even done 5 minutes before. Most people don't pray 5 minutes. That's the truth. 5 minutes, or when they say they pray for 30 minutes, they are full of distraction. And then the prayer is not even quality prayer. So just start with something. You can increase it. In fact, I will encourage you, use pencil so that you can always correct and change of the day. So when am I going to do it? This time to this time, concrete. And then you look at other factors. For some people, it cannot be that same time every day. For some people, the time they want to read on Monday will not be the same thing on Wednesday. So this is just a general overview of the checklist. Next week, by the time you are coming, make sure you have printed it. It won't cost more. Don't print color, print black and white. What I'm saying you should print is that I know that we are so distracted. We have so many things doing on our phone. You are going to say, I'll keep it on my phone. But I can bet it, in the next 2 weeks, you are going to be looking for it on your phone. So when you print it, in fact, print different pages and paste different pages on the wall. Page 1, page 2, page 3. So that you can always go there. And if you are married, your wife or your husband will say, you said you will do this thing. You have not done it. What are you doing? That is it. This first week, I want us to work with the first part. That is page 2. Spiritual life. What is the goal? What is the vision for my spiritual life this year? Then write it down. This may be too small for some people, but just write the summary here. You may have another book that you write all these things into detail. I will even encourage that. Then finances. For me, don't just do anything ambiguous. Is it monthly you want to be achieving that goal, or weekly or daily? If you are selling in a shop, you have a shop, or you have a service, how much am I going to be making daily or per hour for some people? In fact, I would say, if you are a service provider, increase the value of your time per hour. Don't check it per month. Per month is too vague, it's too far away. Per hour. Okay, by the time you check how much you are worth per hour, by the amount you made last month. Okay, you made 1 million naira in a month. Great, it looks big. But how much is it per hour? You'll be shocked. And then what can it do for you per hour? Based on current rates in Nigeria and other parts of the world. So, you know you already have work to do. So, some of us are changing that value, but put a value that is achievable. Maybe you can even put it in two ways. My desired goal, then put something more practical. That practical is talking about what you made last. Don't just say, if all you made per hour last year is maybe $3 an hour or 3,000 an hour or 100 naira per hour. Don't just say it will be 10,000 an hour. How do you want to get there? It's possible. That's why I said desired. Then you put the one that looks more real. Using intellect now, not spiritual. Intellect. This is more real. I was making 500 per hour or 200 naira per hour. So, it's more real if you double it. It's more real. So, just double it and put it there as the first thing that you know you can easily achieve. Then the desired outcome is also there. Maybe the desired outcome is $50 an hour, whatever it is in Naira now. Yes, that's it. But if you are so far from it, you don't want to weigh yourself down by not meeting that target. So do that for every area of life. Family life. How long will I be staying with my family? Will I be playing with my family? What time? We're going to be dealing with what time of the day. But what is the goal? I want to spend more time with them. My parents, I want to be able to visit them and all that. Then my business. So all these parts is for this week. That's number one. Make sure you complete it this week before we come next week. Fill out all those things next week. Then this one, you can actually do it in a day or two. That's number one day. Then number two, spend the whole week to do the research. You need a week to do research. Spiritual growth, okay. Maybe you listen to a message or ask somebody on what to do to actually grow. That's you now researching. What do I need to do? How do I need to do it? Those are the things that I included there. So that's where we're going to stop today. And I'm sure that many of us are already seeing that there's a lot of work to do to be really successful in any area of life. It doesn't matter what you want to do. If you and I want to achieve success, we need a clear-cut plan. Everyone who has succeeded in life that I know of, I don't know if there are other people, but that I know of, they follow this kind of thing. They have a plan. They have a goal. They write it down. And then they follow it strictly. Of course, you can upgrade. You can update. But you follow strictly. And I pray that God will release fresh strength to every one of us to be able to accomplish whatever we have written by the Spirit of God. And please prayerfully write these things. Prayerfully write this and let the Holy Spirit guide you. I will let the Holy Spirit guide me in Jesus' name. And once again, welcome everyone and Happy New Year to us. This is the first time we are talking this year. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I pray that God bless you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And then the good thing about it is I've actually never seen anything like this before, because it touches every area of life. I've seen the one for finances, the one for spiritual or whatever, but every area of life, because that's the kind of life we are called to live, to succeed everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And I pray God will give us that grace to follow through in Jesus' name. And then please know that we are not submitting it. It's for your personal use. The only thing is, I'm going to ask, have you written it? Are you following it? But I'm not interested in knowing what your plans are. I'm not interested in knowing what the plan you want to achieve is. No, that's between you and your God and your family. I would have just sent it directly, but I wanted to be able to get everyone's detail so that you have automated reminders. Now, eventually, I have a goal, I have a plan that, in fact, whatever you fill out, I want to create another one for those who are interested, but it's not ready yet. Maybe it's a project for next year, I don't even know yet. But right now, what I can promise is, for those people who fill this out, who have chosen maybe daily reminders or monthly reminders, you will be getting emails reminding you to do what you are required to do. It will be asking you maybe several questions. You don't need to reply, please. Or maybe the only reply could be, yes, I've taken the step or something like that, but I'm not really interested in exactly what you want to do. But we'll do it in such a way that it can remind you when you see the email, you know that, oh, okay, I need to take steps. Then eventually, I plan to add maybe a WhatsApp or SMS to it. I'm still looking at how to achieve that. So that, because I know that is more intrusive, that gets to us more than email. So when you get the SMS, you will be reminded that, oh, I need to take this step. I need to do something and all that. So that's it. And I pray that this will really make a difference in every life this year, in Jesus' name. Amen. And the good thing with it is that because it's automated, you know, if I'm the one writing it manually every time, I'll forget or I'll get tired. But if it's automated, it's set up for a whole year. You're just getting the reminders, I'm getting the reminders. And then that's what's good about it. Even when you've forgotten, you know that, oh, I need to go back to it. I just hope it's helpful, and I pray that it will make a lot of difference in your life and in my life, in Jesus' name. It's been a good time together today, and I pray that God bless you all. This new week, you will surely prosper and excel. In the name of Jesus, grace for you and I to do what it takes to succeed may be released to you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
The good success that comes.